The opinions and viewpoints expressed in this recording may not reflect those of its sponsors, Microsoft, its partners, or employees.
Welcome to show number 34, recorded live after SQL Bits, October 2007. In this show, I'm talking to Liam Wesley and Matt Barrett. Liam was a DDD speaker and was also delivering a Grok talk at SQL Bits, and Matt was an attendee. In this podcast, we get their opinions of the SQL Bits event and the sessions they attended. Sixth of October, 2007. Just after SQL Bits, we're in the bowling alley. I have consumed some beer. I have Liam Wesley with me. He too has consumed some Guinness. There is some background noise. Apologies for that. I'll ask Liam to introduce himself, tell us who he works for, etc., and then we'll talk about SQL Bits, the sessions that he attended, etc., and how he found the event in general.
Hello, I'm Liam Wesley. I work for Target Computer Services Limited, which is a company that I own and only I work for. So basically, I'm just a layabout trying to avoid tax. I work for mainly TV companies and one company producing NHS software. And I have about three or four clients at any one time, and I work 2-3 days a week max for any of them. So I'm not your normal contractor. I act more like a consultant. SQL Bits. Obviously, coming off the back of being at speaking at DDDs and being at DDDs, the Developer Day conferences, for those who don't know, I just thought this was a great idea because it has to be said that if you put a database topic or a SQL topic into DDD's voting system, because of all the new sexy stuff coming out of Microsoft, it tends to be way down the list because there is so much like groovy stuff and new operating systems and new frameworks that, apart from Link, the database stuff gets squeezed out. So it's a really good opportunity to get database knowledge into a day like DDD, and it was exactly what I expected in that respect. You get a much more thorough DB session, so really good.
I think that's a theory that's been proven this year, that we've had WebDD in February run by Phil Winstanley, and we've had Mix07, two totally different events. And Mix07, whilst not adopting the DDD approach, it certainly targeted a different audience, and now we've had SQL Bits, which has colloquially been referred to as SQL DD. It is targeting a completely different audience, and it is bringing a different audience to the Developer Day events.
I liked it because here we've got DBAs and we've got more database developers who aren't just general developers. And at WebDD we got graphic designers in and we got web designers in. So it's nice to broaden the church, and they feel happier knowing that it's targeted at them than just being a general day for all developers. And it's a bit less geeky. It's a bit more anoraky, but less geeky. It's a really weird way of viewing it. Because database guys are really into the databases in a way that I know you get flame wars with developers over frameworks and all sorts of weird stuff. And if you talk to someone who does unit testing and you dare suggest that you've used it with a live database connection, you can be like taken down a dark alley and shown the way to use NUnit. So it's actually quite nice having a different perspective.
So, which sessions did you attend at SQL Bits and how did you find them?
I'll go through the five sessions that I went through. Transactions and exception handling was the first one, which started out feeling like I was about to be told how transactions worked, and I was really worried, and in the end came away with, that's why certain things happen when I write my code, because I don't really and completely know how SQL Server's default settings handle transactions and locking.
So a complete eye-opener in the end.
It gave you a load of points where you're going to look at your code as a developer who does all the database work, and we don't have DBAs and we don't have DB specialists, and you look at it and you go, we need to check how this is working, because that's not how we expected it to actually behave.
Matt Barrett's just joined the conversation. He's going to follow up Liam's comments there.
I also attended the transactions and error handling talk, and it was absolutely amazing to get the level of insight and the demonstrations of the different transaction isolation that SQL Server 2005 supports. And given that most of the shops I've ever worked in, you don't have a DBA, and you certainly don't have a DBA sitting next to you talking to you about the different levels of isolation that you need to know about to apply the domain knowledge you have when you're writing the code. I certainly saw some things that I was doing wrong. I'm certainly going to go back now and rewrite a fair bit of code and make sure I'm specifying further down the stack exactly what I know my code needs to know about the different isolation levels that are going on, and very well may explain some of the erroneous behaviour we've been seeing in over the last couple of weeks.
So it was an excellent session for you too.
It was an absolutely excellent session, yeah, it really was.
Liam, what was your next session?
So the next one was Martin Bell showing us how to use SQL 2005 Profiler. Now Martin Bell's the guy, one of the guys behind SQL Bits, and he arranged the evening event where we are and doing tenpin bowling. So that was really good too, because to be honest, I've only been using Profiler much more with 2000 and 2005, so I didn't really know about all the extra bits where you can bring in perfmon statistics and match it to the exact queries that are coming through Profiler, and that was really nice. Next one was Simon's talk, 7.7 SQL Server Myths, which probably Matt can talk about more, because I was writing a grok talk on server aliases halfway for most of the session. I was actually coding up what I was about to talk to in half an hour.
That's the way it goes. It happens. So, Matt, you were in Simon's session about 77 SQL Server myths. Any key takeaways from that session for you?
I thought it was a wonderful way of presenting a bunch of different grab bag topics to a group of people that have heard a lot. I felt the whole day was really focused on developers who end up doing a lot of DBA work in their jobs, and presenting the server myths is a really good way of getting information out to them, since they typically only have water cooler conversations about the database and talk amongst themselves and end up continuing most of these myths. I thought it was a really good way of getting information out. I certainly learned a lot of things, confirmed stuff that people had gone back and forth to me about, and now I know the answers. And I also know that there's a lot of people out there and a lot of myths, so, you know, most of what you think about SQL isn't always the case.
And that was a full session, so it was obviously quite attractive to most of the attendees. What was your next session, Liam?
Well, next, lunchtime, I had to do grok talks. And I didn't have to. I actually offered myself up to do the grok talks. So I did talk about server aliases and how to use it with multiple developers and doing end unit tests and making sure that you don't have to keep editing your app.config file. I also did NTFS file encryption for SQL Server databases, so that you can actually put, if security isn't in the server, which SQL 2000 it isn't, you can put it into the file system. So that's all available at geekswithblogs.net/twickers. That's TWICKERS, as in the rugby ground, which is quite pertinent at the moment.
Absolutely. How did England do?
They appear to beat Australia, but to be honest, it's Union and I do League, because I'm from Lancashire. So it's rather a moot point to talk to me about Rugby Union. And the important sporting event today was Formula One qualifying. And I don't know what the result was. It's on my Sky Plus box at home, and I really don't want to know. Don't you dare.
So how did your grok talk go?
The aliases had a minimum audience because everyone was eating their lunch. But the encryption went quite well. Everyone seemed quite happy to just see the arcane way in which you use file encryption in NTFS and the few things you can do to help you work around it. And it's really important. If I lost my laptop, someone could take my hard drive out and take the databases, but they can't now because it's encrypted. And when you hear about the SCUR stories that people are doing that, they are losing laptops, the database is out there and it's got everyone's details in it. This isn't a minor issue. Unless you've got Vista Ultimate and Vista Enterprise, you haven't got BitLocker. You can't encrypt it by default. Virtually no one properly encrypts 2005 databases yet. So if you can do it at file encryption, you've got it, it's sealed, no one can get a hold of it. So it's kind of really important. And if you work in the NHS, even if you've got anonymized data in databases, if there's a whiff that it came from a real NHS hospital trust, you don't want anyone to get hold of it. I mean, you know, it's quite a serious issue. So after that, both me and Matt, who are Dave McMahon's top 10 SQL keywords, I know you've talked to other people about this. You don't. Dave McMahon has no embarrassment factor level whatsoever. He'll do anything to make a talk great, and to be honest, he makes a talk great. It's really wonderful to watch someone do a talk that good.
Again, that session was overflowing with people in the aisles. Not surprising, I've said this before, Dave's got great technical content and great comedy value. Makes any session technically marvellous and comically marvellous too.
He's scaring me because I'm up in Birmingham for the Next Gen User Group on Halloween night, so I know I've got to get my wizard's hat, my mask, my goo, everything that I need, because otherwise Dave will supply it and it'll be much worse experience. And I'm talking about Windows services, which has nothing to do with witches.
So I was vaguely worried because I was lined up for a session on the 17th of December, and I thought, well, he's going to expect me to dress up as a snowman or Santa Claus or a reindeer. But luckily that's been postponed, and now I'm coming down to the Next Gen User Group on or about Burns Night, so haggis time.
Oh, that's going to be fun. You're going to have to wear your Tam O'Shanter.
No problem for that. I'll find a decent kilt, I think, actually.
That's the important bit, but you know he's going to try and raise it just to check. I went to someone's wedding as one of the ushers, and I was allowed to wear the whole kilt and the whole gear. I got de-boxered in the loos quite early on in the evening.
Is that content that we should keep in the podcast? So, Matt, you sat in on Dave's session too. Were you equally impressed?
I was. The man needs a national tour. He's a living legend.
He needs a national tour. That could be arranged.
He needs a national tour.
We're planning an event in Ireland. That's probably going to be the first step.
The first step to global domination.
It wouldn't be the first time I've heard global domination and next gen in the same sentence. After that then, Liam.
Well, I was going to say, the one thing about Dave's talk that was really memorable was the fact that he went and talked about one particular function in full text indexing. Contains table query, it was all to do with natural language query, and as soon as he said this one slide and explained what it meant, you could hear half the people click their biros open, and there was a sound for about a minute of people scribbling down what was on the slide. I've never been in a session before where I've seen that many people instantly scribble down that information immediately because it was that important.
Was that the inflection?
That's the one. That's the one.
My biro too, this one here. Clicked on that one.
Which was nicely sponsored.
There we have it. Look, I'm even pointing to Liam. My bit of paper. Inflection.
So the final session we went to was unit testing in SQL Server.
Did you get a seat?
We did get a seat. We went up early. And we sat at the back so we could make comments without anyone hearing us. And look up train timetables and complain about the mobile coverage in Microsoft's headquarters, which is inexplicably poor. But I just don't understand that.
No comment.
But he did a top session. Despite that, it sounds like we didn't pay attention, but it was actually really good. And I remember seeing him do the session at on TFS, Team Foundation Server, at last EDD. And he's a really good speaker. It's a real practical, real-world view of a product. There's no kind of trying to candy coat it. He's and he got another full room, really full room.
Yeah, that was stowed out. 70-plus people in there. A little bit close to fire regs, but good topic, good session abstract, I think. Very attractive, but it seemed initially the votes didn't quite sway it. However, as I say, 70 plus people turned up at that. I podcasted with Richard early in the day, so I've got a 20 minute podcast with Richard about unit testing in SQL Server. A very interesting topic.
So all in all, I reckon this is a really good day. It's really enjoyable, and I do like these days out. Microsoft are very generous to hand us all the facilities, to be honest, because, you know, however much you go, oh yeah, they're just doing it because they, you know, it sells things. it really is a nice place to have this kind of conference, and no one has those kind of facilities normally handed over for virtually, it's not nil cost, but virtually nil cost.
It's very generous of Microsoft to give us effectively two rooms for 120 people each, and two rooms for sort of 50 to 60 each, and all their catering staff, all their event staff, all the security staff, all the backroom staff that make the event happen. Rarely they get thanked, or rarely do the attendees see that happening, but it's all there, and we do make a point of trying to thank them by email or thank them personally, and it's something that we make a point of doing.
Yeah, and the other guys, for the first time ever on a Saturday, we've got coaches taking us from the station, so thanks to the guys who paid for the coaches.
Redgate.
Redgate and Quest, I can't remember who did it, which is terrible for me to admit, but I know the guys' names now because they did that. So it just makes the whole event much more enjoyable on that thing. It takes all the wrinkles out, and everyone's really happy when they get there, sort of fighting through black cabs in Reading Station.
Well, we have taken that on board for the...
This is a staff announcement from our customer service. Put the bumpers up on lane 6. This customer service, put the bumpers up on lane 6. Thank you.
That'll be for Simon. Lane 6. Bumpers on lane 6. Yeah, the coaches are definitely a good idea and something we're looking at for the next developer day. There is no free bus running from Reading Station to TVP on a Saturday, so definitely worth learning from that. So before we close up, Matt, how was your day? Did you enjoy it?
I had a really good day. I wasn't too sure on what to expect. I'd never been to anything like this before in the United Kingdom. I'd been to a few in New Zealand, but they were far more commercial, pay up front and pay quite a large sum of money, more the tech head sort of thing. And it was great. It was very enjoyable. I thought that it's really impressive to see this many people that want to be learning about the technology come out on their Saturday. Even though it's free, it's still, a day that they don't usually have to think about work, and they came out to Reading. The atmosphere was really enjoyable. Everyone was really paying attention in the sessions and asking questions, and not just asking questions, but talking about what they do in their own work. They were suggesting stuff to the speaker, suggesting stuff to other attendees. It was a really wonderful community feel. So no, I was very impressed, and I'll definitely be back to any more that are run on the same topic or any others.
So we might see you at Developer 6 on the 24th of November this year.
You certainly will.
Good stuff, guys. Do you have blogs and email addresses you want to share with us?
I've already done my blog, but I'll do it again. It's geekswithblogs.net/twickers.
Liam, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And I don't, but thanks very much for the chance to speak to you and give my opinion. It was great.
Thanks, guys.
The music used in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. That's INCOMPETECH. This was a Craig Murphy.com production.